Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Arvi Marini Merasi Sheyichyu. And the Refuas of Yeshua Meir ben Chavisara, the schus Shmuel Tzvi from David Akiva. It says in the Pasuk, Chatzos Laila Niyotze B'toch Mitzrayim. At about midnight, I'm going to go out in Egypt. And we'd like to explain this Inyan of Chatzos based on the Torah of Marina Rosh HaYeshiva, our footnotes at Sal. You don't find anywhere in Maaseh Bereishis the Inyan of Chatzos. You only find it by Kshas Gulas Mitzrayim. So we don't understand what's the meaning of Chatzos and why was it Mischadish Dafka then. When it talks about the Isser of Chametz on the 14th, Chazal Darshan, maybe already should be Isser from the morning, and then it says, no, Acholak, Dafka from Chatzos. Why is Acholak? Why is that Chatzos? So Rashi says, Ach and Barak and Miutin, because it says Ach only, Ach, the Yom HaRishon. So it says Ach, that's a Miut. So, Miktas Hayom, part of the day's mutter, part of the day's aser. However, Rashi brings another pshat, that ach is chetz, because of different ways of Lashon HaKodesh. There's atbash, that aleph interchanges with the tuf, beis with the shin, first letter with the last, second letter with second last. It's one way. There are various other ways of understanding the letters in Lashon HaKodesh. One is achas bata gif, meaning you skip seven letters. Aleph interchanges with a ches, with a samech, beis, with a tes, with an ayin, every seven letters. So if you take ach, seven letters later is a ches, and if you take the aleph of ach, seven letters later is a ches, and then if you take the chaf of ach, seven letters later is a tzadik, so it comes out the chetz. That's what Rashi says. So we'd like to understand this inyan of chetz, chatzos, ach is an allusion to chatzos. What's this all about? Dafka, this mahalach of skipping seven letters. So, when we talk about all the different times in Sheish Yismei Bereishis, a person can identify the time according to when it is then. The difference between yom and laila is recognizable. You know, it's Yom now, later it's Laila. However, it's interesting that the time before Chatzos is called Yom, and the hours after Chatzos are called Ben Harbayim. Even though it was the same sun before, same sun after, what's the difference? Well, not a difference like day and night. So why is beforehand called Yom, and then afterwards called Ben Harbayim? So here comes the Chiddush and the concept of Chatzos. So we're not establishing the time based on a matzav domain of that rega, of that moment, but rather on the recognition of movement towards a time. In other words, even though the sun is still very strong immediately after Chatzos, nevertheless, the direction is towards Shkia, and therefore it's called Bein HaArbayim. So the Chatzos is already going in a direction. The night also could be that it's even darker after midnight than it was before, but it's still going in the direction of Zricha. So that's the Chatzos. It shows that it's going in a direction, in a new direction. So now we understand why this concept was Mischadish Dafko Hayetzias Mitzrayim. Because even though we're going L'Cheiris Olam, because even though right now we're in a matzav of Golos of Choshech, nevertheless, we are going in the direction of the light of Tchias HaMesim. And the direction is what's decisive, not the time that you are now, that the matzav hadomim is not koveil, but rather the direction. Leil Tesvav, we see that we're geulim, that even b'shah, shebechoshech, anu nimtzayim, lekras or anu holchem. So right now we're in darkness, but we're going towards the light, and therefore the geula comes dafka with the chidush tzur of emuna chazman chatzos. So therefore it has this chatzos. Chatzos means you're going in a direction, right? So that's exactly what happened on the 15th, that we're going in the direction of the ultimate geula, even though right now we haven't left Egypt yet, but now we're going in the direction of the ultimate geula. And we also can understand the inyan of achas bata, right, the skipping seven letters, that the aleph is mitzdarif to what's seven letters later, like the beginning to the end. So to the chmich, from the chatzos of Yom Rishon of Erev Pesach, we're going in the direction of the gemar geula on the seventh day. So that's already beautiful. That's why the skipping of the seven letters relates to Erev Pesach, because that's what we're doing, really skipping the 7 days going to the seventh, which is the ultimate geula, which is what this time is all about. So it's interesting that Chazal say that all of Moshe's pragmati, all of his business was Uz. He was saved with Uz Amrachas and Damim Lamulos, by the Bris Mila. His son, Kintur Baz, he was Mekanter, he spoke to Hashem strongly with Uz, May Uz Basi Al Paradab Shimchor Alam Azeh, from the time I came to power to speak in your name, he did evil to this nation. His Shiras with Uz, Uz Yashir Moshe, Parashas Ari Miklat, is also with Uz, Uz Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Aram, so we understand what the meaning of Dibre Chazal is, and Moshe is does business with Uz. So it's interesting, it says in the Siddur HaGra, that Raftali Hertz says that Rishu Lev Diskin told him to put this in the Siddur HaGra in the name of the Gra. And that is that there's 16 Vavs in after Kriya Shema, V'yatziv, V'nachon, V'kayam, V'yashar, 16. It says the name of the Gra, that's because in Kriya Shema itself, there's 16 Psukim, 12 of them that start with a Vav. And even those four Psukim that don't start with a Vav, so their inyan is similar to the Os Vav. But altogether, there's 16 Psukim. And connected that, you also have the 16 Vavs in Ve'atziv, V'nachon, V'kayam, V'yashar. So we'd like to understand what this is all about. These 16 Psukim, they either actually start with a Vav, or their inyan is similar to a Vav, and these 16 V'yatziv, V'nachon, V'kayam, V'yashar, those 16 Vavs. So the Ramban on the Pasuk of Vishafta Hashem Elokecha says the Ramban that this is Bederech Tzivui, but he adds that Belashon Remez, it's Belashon Beinoni, in order to be Meramez, that it's also a Havtocha. In other words, in the future it'll definitely be like this. The Jewish people are definitely going to do tshuva. So that's the Lashon of Beinoni. So Vishafta Hashem Elokecha means two things. It means Bepashtus, we're commanded to do tshuva, and it also means that we're guaranteed that we're going to do tshuva, and he says this is called Beinoni. So what is this meaning of Asid Beinoni, this future Beinoni that the Ramban is talking about? So in Lashon HaKodesh, you can speak Lashon Asid in two ways. One, you can say Tichtov, which means you will write, that's Asid Pashut. And then Vikosafta is also Asid, with you use the Vav Hamahapich, that changes it from past to future. And this is called Asid Beinoni, and that the Ramban says that there's a chilik between these two tzuris. That in the first way, it's either or. In other words, the word is going to be explained either as past or or either as future or as a commandment. But it can't be both. The second way is it's benoni, which means it could be used for both. It's in the middle. It can be both a tzivui, a commandment, and also as a remez, it's telling us what's going to happen in the future. If we would have said tashuv, so then it would mean either you will do tshuva or you should do tshuva. Either what will happen, futuristic, or telling you a commandment. But now the pasuk says Belashon Beinoni v'shavta. What it's trying to tell you is that it's kol both muvanim gam yachad. It means both. It means both. What does it mean both? It means both a sivui and also b'derech remez a havtacha, a promise. So dikduk Lashon HaKodesh is gufei Torah, and therefore we have to explain why dafka, this tzura of tzivui that's mishtamish bevav hamahapich, that can be kolel, both a tzivui and an asid, as opposed to other tzuras, which can only be either this or that. Why is this, can this conclude both tzivui or asid? So this is very deep. Hold on tight. So the truth of the matter is, we have to understand that the hishtamshas b'munach echad the tzivui lo asid is really a stira, because tzivui is geboit, is built on bechira, on free choice. If a person doesn't have bechira, there's no sense, there's no reason to command him. Only if he has bechira, we can talk about a tzivui. Asid, when I tell you avtacha for the future, that's baner al yidia, that I'm telling you in advance that it's going to happen. So bechira, this free choice, and yidia are contradictory. The Rambam says, ki lo machshavosei machshavoseichem, about this. We don't understand the way God works, but we believe that be'etzim b'yidias HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no stira between these two musagim. Ramban says, talking about Kisal Libanu, B'nei Banu, B'noshantim Ba'aretz, that we're going to do Avodah Zarah, the Ramban says that this parsha even though it's an azhara, it wasn't said b'lashem im, if you serve idols. And the reason is because it's kemisnabe al inyanim. It says words that can be understood in two ways. It's an azhara, and it's also telling you what's going to happen. Yomer shiyase, yasu v'yelahem kacha. They're going to do, and this is what's going to happen to them. V'lo yigzor alem. So this is going to be their free choice. It's also free choice, and it's also that avtacha that it's going to happen. So Ramban himself says that there's this question of stira ben yedi and bechira, that if they serve avodah zarah, yielam kach v'kach. So we are able to bring them these two together into one unit. In other words, what's happening here is in this parasha, Hashem is, it doesn't say im, if, because he's telling us it's absolutely going to happen, even though it's also a tzivui, it's an azhara, it's telling them not to do avodah zarah, but it's also telling them that they're going to do avodah zarah, and this is what's going to happen. So it's both, so there is the stira here, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the yishuv to the stira. So when we use this inyan of tzivui benoni, so that includes the stira, this encompasses both, meaning that it's telling you, commanding us, saying we have bechira, and then it's also telling us yediyah that it's already that's going to happen. So it can't be lehedja. You can't have two lehedjas that it's explicit both as a commandment and as a promise. What you can have is that it's explicit as a commandment, and it's also a remez to a promise. And then they're included together. They're miskalel together. They're included together with a kaf. And this is kalos is dafka b'tzura diktukit shel vav ha-mahapich. Vishavta. Veloba mishkal tashuv. Right? It's not mishkal, that's not in the form of tashuv, but rather vishavta with this vav hamahapech. Why? Because be'emes, this vav is a chibur, like Ruvain vishimon, Ruvain and Shimon. So here also, when you have this vav in the tzira of mahapech, of turning it around from past to future, it means that be'omek hadvarim, the vav is mechaber. How does this work? That when we're talking about the past, it's a davar pashut, that there's no stira between yedi and bechira, because we know what a person did, and we also know that he did it of his free will, of his own volition. So the whole stira only starts when we're talking about the future, that it's either going to be bechira or yedia. If there's bechira, then there can't be yedia, because we have free choice, then Hashem can't have predetermined it. And if there's yedia, then it's predetermined, and there can't be free choice. So that's the union of the vav amahapech, dafka me'achet sivui va'asid, that this vav unites both a commandment and a promise. In other words, this vav is coming to remove the stira. Between bechira and yedia. About the future. Just like in the past, there's no stira between yedia and bechira. When we talk about the past, we can say that right now we know what happened, and the person had free choice when he did it. So when we talk about the past, there's no stira between yedia and bechira. So too, in the future, where this vav is taking that past, and it's saying that in the future, there's also going to be, when we talk about something that's going to happen in the future, there's also no stira between yediyah and bechira. So by borrowing from the past, we can be mitzarif, the tzivui, the bechira, to the asi, to the yediyah, and to one word. So mitashuv can't be both. You will do tshuva. There's a stira of lo machshavoyseh, machshavoyseichem. But if we borrow from the past, we can be mechaber, even these two hafachim, that we're mechaber, the yediyah of the Avar with the Yediyah ala Asid, which is the height of the Stira. And so this Vav HaHipuch is a Mechaber. So that's what the Chibur is. It's Mechaber between the past and the present. Just like in the past, there's no Stira between Yediyah and Bechira. So too in the future, when we talk about something that's going to happen in the future, there'll be no Stira between Yediyah and Bechira. And that's the end of these 16 Vavs. And that's what the Gra says. Vav HaHipuch. There's 12 explicit Vavs, 4 that mean Vav. So that also denote vav. So these vav, and that's the v'yatziv v'nachon, k'neged v'yatziv v'nachon, those 16 psukim in Kriyashma, are connected to 16 vavs in the Vayetziv Nachon. So this vav is the vav Ahipuch. It's coming to teach us that the psukim in Kriyas Shema are misparish b'muvan beinoni. So the lahedja, what's explicit is that it's b'derech tzivui ve'ahavta v'shinantom. That's a tzivui that we have to love God, we have to learn. There's also a remez of ahavtacha. The Jewish people are not going to forget Torah. V'shinantom levanecha, you can always remember Torah. So it's both. So in order to emphasize this concept, this character of Shema, so we also have these 16 vavs afterwards, after Shema. And again, these vavs are the vav achibur, the vimachaber, avar and asid. They're just like avar. There's no stir between yidi and bechir. We're talking about the past. So to talk about the future, there's only also going to be no stira. And that's emphasized by the vav achibur, and that's what we have in Shema, that it's both a tzivui and a haftacha. And therefore, we're emphasizing also after Shema, the v'yatziv v'nachon, that it's a tzivui. And that's what was said in Shema, was a tzivui ana haftacha, therefore emphasizing this vav ahibuch. So now we can go further. It says as follows. In the pasuk Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenu Hashem Lechad, Rashi explains that God, Hashem, who is our God now, is in the future also going to be Hashem Echad. So even though the pasuk itself is only talking about the present, Rashi says, no, half of it's the present, Hashem Elokeinu, and half of it's the future, Hashem Echad. Ramban brings Rashi, and he accepts Rashi, and he adds, "Visbonin, you should know that B'chol HaTorah Moshe Rabbeinu is normally talking Elokecha. When he says, speaks to Jewish people, he says Elokecha. But here Moshe Rabbeinu includes himself with the Jewish people, Elokeinu. So what's the connection between this Hisboninos, that you should connect the two things? In other words, what's the connection between the fact that Shema, like when Ramban says it to the Fi Rashi, is partly present and partly future, and that normally Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking Elokecha, and now he says Elokeinu. What is the connection between these two things that the Ramban connects? So we have to understand that Rashi explains the pasuk Shmi Hashem lo nadati lahem. I haven't revealed myself in my meat of MS because I was Maftiach and I wasn't Mekayim. What does this mean? So the explanation is that Shulchan Aruch says that the Shem Havaya is Hayahov V'yeh, and one word was, is, and will be. So Binyanah Olam, the Avar is Batuach, the past you know happened, the future didn't yet happen. But by Shem Havaya, there's no Chalukah, there's no difference between Avar and Asid. It's the same. Avar, Hove, and Asid are all brought together. The Haftach and the Asid is like it was already done. It's so certain. But the Avos, they didn't have the Shem Havaya. They didn't have that the present and the future are the same. That's the Maila of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had this Midah. And that's what the Ramban is saying. The Moshe Rabbeinu says, Elokeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking, we could be mevatel the difference between the times, between past, present, and future. They can all be the same. We can talk about the future and the concept of the present because it's so sure it's going to happen. Hashem Shu Elokeinu, now he's our God. In the future, he's going to be Hashem Echad. So where do you see any remnants to this in the Pasuk? So you can learn that from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was meshatim himself in that dibur. He says Elokeinu. All right, he says, doesn't say Elokecha, he says Elokeinu, our God. So normally you talk about God in the future, Ve'abayam u'yashem echad u'shmo echad. In the future, God's name is going to be one. But that's when we're talking about our understanding as the Jewish people. From Moshe's perspective, and here Moshe Rabbeinu is bringing us all together, he can say Elokeinu, only because he says Elokeinu, we're all viewing things from the same perspective, from Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective, of Havaya, of Hayahov V'yiyah, because Hashem didn't reveal himself to the Avos B'Shem Havaya, only to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective is Havaya, so Moshe Rabbeinu understands God as being past, present, and future all the same. Even so, that relates to the first pasuk of Shema, that's Elokeinu, our God, because Moshe Rabbeinu is including himself with the Jewish people. And the Melech, Shema Yisrael, Shem Lekeinu, Shem Lechad, the pasuk could be split up into Hove and Asid, because just like the Asid is as real as the Hove. Now Hashem is Elokeinu, in the future he'll be Hashem Echad. And for us, it's all the same, because we're taking the perspective of Moshe Rabbeinu, to whom Hashem revealed himself with the Shem Havaya. So this is the connection between these two aspects of, in the same pasuk, Hove and Asid being together, and saying Elokeinu, because if you're Moshe Rabbeinu's theological perspective, then tackle for future and present are the same. So now we go back to the beginning. We said that Moshe Rabbeinu's pragmatia, Moshe Rabbeinu's business was with us. What does us mean? So us also transfers from the future to the past. So if we would say Yashir, so we're talking about the future. It says Oz Yashir, so that it's being brought to the past. So it's like the Vav, except in the opposite direction. The Vav takes the past and turns it into the future. Vishavta, not the past, but Vishavta, you will return. Oz takes the future and turns it into the past. It doesn't take the past and turn into the future as Vav does. It takes the future and turns it into the past. So Va'az is made up of an Aleph and a Zion, and the world was made in Shivas and Bereishis. But Yom HaShvi, B'Kedusha Shabbos, we see Sof Ma'aseh V'Machshava Tchila. That with Zion, we see that it was all the Sof Ma'aseh of the Aleph. Bereishis HaMachshava, so that's what the Oz is. That's a Kivun, that's the direction of Chazara Me'atid Le'Avar. That at the end of the seven, at the end of the Zion, we realize what was in the thought and the Aleph at the beginning. And that's the meaning of Chazal, Lashon Chazal. And the mile of Moshe was misparished because of Atzma Bezeh, Shadifuso Bezeh, Shaftacha Vakiyum Oilim Bad Vibad. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Aftacha, the promise, and the Kiyum are one and the same. It's an absolute. Because by Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the Goa. By him, there's the Geula. So by him, the Morgan, tomorrow, is nechten is like yesterday. The haftacha of Kadosh Baruch Hu and the asid from Moshe Rabbeinu was like it already happened, like over on Hoven. And when you say Moshe Rabbeinu is socher ba'az, that means that the inyan of Moshe is by equating the future with the past, the Zion going back to the Aleph, the future and the present, the end and the future are not mechulak from now. It's all as clear as the past. So by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's clear that Dine Morgan is my nechten, that your tomorrow is my yesterday. So how do we know that's the Nikudas Malas or Shamosh Rabbeinu? Because he was saved with Oz. Oz Amra Chasim Damin Lamulos. So if that's the way his life was saved, it must be that that's what his life is tolerating. V'kach misparish gam akintur ba'oz. In other words, Shalaya barur lo b'inyan zeh ich mitkasher asof ma'aseh v'machshavat chila. It wasn't clear how the Sof Maisa comes together with the Machshava Tchila. He didn't understand. You're just doing that to the people. I don't get the us here. I don't get how the end is miskasha to the beginning. He also sings with Oz, Oz Yashir Moshe. Now we see how the Gula Nachris Hayamim is also connecting to the past. Sof Maaseh Machshava Tchila. It's a remez of Tchias HaMeisim there. So that's the Oz, the first to the seventh. That the seventh, you realize back to the first, how it's Sof Maaseh Machshava Tchila. Oz Yavdil, that Moshe Rabbeinu can separate the three cities, even though they're not Shaykh yet to Ari Miklat until they separate the other three in Eretz Yisrael. But again, Moshe Rabbeinu connects the future to the past. For him, it's all the same. Bilam couldn't do that. Arenu v'lo ata, Ashurenu v'lo karuf. In other words, he can see things happening in the future, but it's not happening now. Moshe Rabbeinu, the future is already now. So now we get back to our Chatzos. What's the idea of Chatzos? We said Chatzos is direction. That's the Ach, right? The Aleph is interchanged with the Ches, and the Chaf is interchanged with the Tzadik, Chetz. Because we said it's going in that direction. And that's the whole inyan of Oz, right? That's going in that direction, and we're going in the direction of the Geula. And at the end of the 7 days, we can go back to the first day. That's the whole inyan of Oz. And that's also the inyan of Ach. That's why we use Dafka, this understanding. Ach turns into Chetz. Because already in the first day, we look to the seventh day, and we see how everything was going in the direction of the Geula. It was inspired. That was the first day. It was all about the ultimate Geula of Kriyas Yam Suf. So that's the idea of Chatzos. And Chatzos is that we're going in that direction. Remember, like we said, that even though it's not yet nighttime, but we're going now in the direction of nighttime. So that's the inyan of Oz, of going in the direction of the future. That time isn't just static. Time is the future, and then the future goes back. It's the present, leading the one, leading to the seven, and then at the seven, realizing that it all started at one. Sof Maaseh B'Machshava Tchila, and that's also the inyan of Chatzos, that already now, Sof Maaseh B'Machshava Tchila, that it's going in a certain direction. And there's what halachas do we have that the halacha changes lafit seder chatzos hayom, that beforehand it's mutter and afterwards it's aser. Only here, not shaft after the Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Yetzias Mitzrayim, we see this inyan of going in that direction of gula, of sofnas, of machshavat chila, of the oz of Moshe Rabbeinu, and everything comes together beautifully. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.